compared to 4 years ago, what has the preparation been like so far, and how much does it help to have been through this process before?
So far, our preparation has been energetic. Guys been running around, getting things right, doing the right things and not screwing up on the little things. Coach has been on us, made sure guys don't fall asleep and forget the task at hand.
Last week you went against what a lot of people acknowledge as the toughest run defense in the league. What do you see in the Patriots compared to what you faced last week?
Patriots played a run pretty good. They got some big hefty guys in there. That's hard to move. They got great linebackers that hold their gaps and play the run the right way. I think they're a good defensive outfit. All of the numbers say different, but I think they're a good defensive outfit. Played them once before and didn't think that they were what people were saying they are.
You guys went away from the run toward the end last Sunday. Do you think you and Amata are going to have to play a bigger role to win this game than you guys did last week?
Oh, no question. I definitely think we're going to have to play a bigger role. As long as we stick with the run and be patient and hang with it, something's going to pop one time or another.
The one without Ahmad and Akeem last time, does that give you more confidence going in this time knowing you have them plus everybody else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always have more confidence when you have all your guns. We were missing two pretty – two talented guys. That's a big part of our offense, and they know that, and they're preparing for that as well. But it definitely gives me and our football team more confidence going into this one.
Back in 07, you had that 4th-and-1 conversion. What do you remember about that play in the final drive? And do you kind of have any idea how much that propelled you guys towards that touchdown run?
Well, it was 4th-and-1, we don't get a game over. So how much it propelled us, that tells you. We got a fresh set of downs, and we were able to drive the ball and win the game.
Do you remember where, I think you went over Snee on that play. Do you remember anything about that play?
I went over Snee. Richie pulled, and I snuck in there for a quick 1 yard.
Brandon, what makes Wolfolk so tough? Is it just that he's so hard to move?
Well, Big Vince, he's definitely hard to move, and he's strong. And he's also quick for a size, so you can't get, you can't get him in one way. Say that he's going to do this, he's going to do that. He's not one dimensional, so he makes it really hard for people to figure out how they're going to block him.
Brandon, has the blueprint changed to beat this Patriots team from then until now in your mind, or is it still the same way?
We haven't changed anything. We're still doing the same things. We just ran the ball a little bit better then, I hope we can get the run going again. But nothing's really changed. We still do the same things.
Brandon, as an offensive player, you've got to watch JPP for 2 years. I mean, what impressed you about the guy?
That he has a motor that he has. He keeps going, fighting, with great technique and just keep pushing. He don't stop until the whistle blows. And that's unbelievable for a guy who plays as many snaps as he do.
Grant said that he, in his opinion, some of the Patriots that are still there from 4 years ago still view that game 4 years ago as a little bit like a fluky win for you guys. Do you think that they're thinking that?
I have no idea. I'm not in their locker room, and I'm not talking to either one of them to tell you whether or not they're thinking it. But if that's what they're thinking, fluke don't. With it being a fluke, it still gives us the ring. So, fluky or not, we won the game.
Brandon, Ahmad did not play in the first game earlier this year when you played against the Patriots. How much of a difference do you think it makes for your running game to have both of you in the lineup this weekend?
Well, with Ahmad being in the running, being in this game, it gives us a lot of confidence that we can do a little bit more in the running game than we did the first time. I thought we ran the ball okay the first time, but I think we're always stronger with more warriors.
The fact that over the last 6 weeks or so your running game has clearly gotten better, it seems to coincide with the fact that you're healthy and he seems to be healthy. Is it just that simple?
Well, our running game has gotten better because our guys have been together, throughout the course of the season. And, this is the end of the season. This is the last game. So, guys kind of know how each other's going to work and know where each other's going to go. They know each other's weaknesses as well. So we could all pick up and take up slack in certain areas. Say that again? Well, Victor Cruz, the season he has been phenomenal. And I saw this with Victor last year in the preseason, right before he got hurt. So I definitely, you know, saw this in Vic, no question about it. He's a talented guy, and I just continue to wish him the, you know, luck and much success throughout his career.
Brandon, when you're facing a team that has an offense like New England does, does red zone conversion and success, does that make it that much more important next Sunday?
Oh yeah, because when you playing against a guy like Tom Brady and explosive receivers like they have and tight ends, especially their tight ends, and that know that they can score at will whenever they want to as well. So we have, when we get down there, we definitely have to get points, you know, and not field goals, because you would only get beat if you're going down there and only getting field goals. When we get down there in the green zone, red zone, you got to score touchdowns.
Is there a particular style that you think works well against their defense down there?
Not a certain style. You know, you just can't turn it over. You just can't turn it over and make little mistakes.
Hey, Brandon, what do you tell guys who are playing in their first Super Bowl, being that you're a veteran?
Keep calm, you know, don't blow a gasket, because a lot of guys get excited too early and the game don't start for at least 20 minutes before you're out there. You run out the tunnel and everything, and they still got to do all this other stuff instead of just getting straight to the game. They got to do all this. You ask me nonsense, but you know, just stay calm, take advantage of the opportunity. You know, when you get your chance to get in there, make a great play.
What about all the things leading up to the game?
As far as practice and
practice.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. The same routine. You know, nothing really changed, and you just try to get guys. You know, just try to keep guys up and not have them go to sleep. And you know, from Sunday to when we get to Indy, because the first week is always the hardest week to get through. You got family members you're dealing with, flights and hotels and all of that stuff. So we try to get guys to take care of that ASAP, and you know, and just start focusing.
Thanks, Brandon.